Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, before we even get into the meditation, so many people have asked me how they get on the list for this meditation, so I send it directly to you each week. And the easiest way to do that is just go to revrichard.com, R-E-V-R-I-C-H-A-R-D.com, and you can just sign up for the 10-Minute Meditation. So this week, we're focusing on the idea of acceptance. That one of the things that seems to be problematic in our life is that our mind often pushes against what is. We resist, we fight, we get upset, we get angry, we think life isn't fair. And the moment that we can move into acceptance of any situation, then that situation can begin to change and transform and become really just infinite possibilities. But as long as we're in resistance, as long as we're in denial, as long as we're in, you know, pushing against any situation, it tends to stay locked in place. So this meditation is just about acceptance. About you accepting your life just the way it is for this moment. Accepting the blessings, accepting the love, accepting the energy, accepting the abundance, so that you can really receive all that God has. All that God is. And then once we move into acceptance, truly move into acceptance, then we can transform any aspect of our life. So take a deep breath. And I want you just to feel the areas in your life where you've been pushing against life. Where you've been upset or disappointed or angry that life is the way it is. And what if right now you relax your mind and open your heart and accept, receive. Receive your life just the way it is. Receive this moment just the way it is. And your mind might want to argue and say, no, this isn't right, this is wrong, this is bad, this isn't the way it should be. And we can spend weeks and months and even years in resistance to life. And then there's a moment where we just open our heart, open our mind, and accept. And receive this moment. Receive the situation. Receive the other person's opinions or ideas. Receive the way life is coming at you. Receive it. And then when you fully receive it, then you have all the flexibility to transform it. You know, one of the things I've always loved about martial arts is the basic principle of martial arts is to receive the actions of another. Not to be in your mind saying they shouldn't be acting this way, or they shouldn't be trying to punch me, or they shouldn't be trying to grab me, or why are they crossing my boundaries, and why are they coming into my space? You just receive it. Receive the energy. Receive the action. Receive the moment. Receive the experience. Then, like a dance, we can transform it. But nothing changes until it's received, until it's accepted. And if you can't receive the moment the way it is, then you can't transform it. If you can't accept yourself and another the way they are, then you can't transform any moment, any situation, because you're in resistance to it. Accept. Accept every moment, accept every experience, accept every thought, accept every feeling, accept. Receive it. Really, truly receive it. Because the moment you receive anything is the moment that you're open to being blessed. And many times the blessing comes in a way that you did not expect or even ask for or want. But receive it. Accept it. What is the good in this moment? What is the good in this situation? How has this situation come to bless me? Can I find love right here? Can I find God right here? Can I find good right here? And what I've noticed in my own life is the more I live from fear, the more difficult it is for me to accept. The more I live from fear, the more I resist life. The more I live in fear, the more I tell life how exactly it has to show up. And when it doesn't show up that way, I'm in resistance. The more that I live from love, the more that I live from faith and trust, then I see all the hidden blessings. I see all the hidden good. I see all the way that life shows up in ways that I never expected it. But it is so phenomenal. Holy Spirit, bless my life. Today I look at life as a dance. I'm not going to argue with it. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to get angry or disappointed. I'm going to live in faith. I'm going to receive it. I'm going to accept it. I let go of all the ways I think life should be, that I may receive every moment exactly the way it is. Exactly the way it is. Life is coming to us every moment and offering us gifts and blessings and opportunities, possibilities. I want you to receive them all, accept them all. Open your mind, your heart, your soul wide enough to receive the vastness of life. It won't happen the way you expect it. It will be so much better than that. It'll be greater than you can imagine. And sometimes life is tricky. Life is sneaky. And it blesses us in ways we would never have imagined, by things we never asked for, never wanted. Don't deny life. Don't deny your blessings. Don't deny this moment. Receive it. Accept it. Accept it all. Accept all the good that God is. Let this moment bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Let this moment just fill you with unexpected good. Accept. Receive. Allow. Open. Let the vulnerability of this moment bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Let the softness of your soul receive all that God is. That there is so much God, there is so much good. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For all that is. For all the ways that your Spirit's been at work in my life when I didn't notice it, when I didn't ask for it, when I didn't think it was going to be good, when I didn't think I was going to get blessed, when I didn't think I was going to have enough, and there was always more. Today, I let my mind be soft. I let my heart be open. I let my soul be receptive, that I can receive all that you are, God. Thank you, God, for an open mind, a receptive heart, and a soul that gently receives all the good of the universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see this week being a real turning point in your life. That wherever you've been in resistance, whenever you've been angry or disappointed by life, that you're able to receive it now in a way that's greater than you could ever imagine. That you can just trust life, trust God. That you can be open to the infinite goodness of God that is all around you and receive it all because it's all here for your good. So God bless you, friend. Have a wonderful week. And I look forward to being with you next week.